questions or comments or anything you'd maybe like clarified or further comments on, do you just put your hands in the air when you have something to say, and we'll take things from there.
You don't have to ask a question. You can always make a comment and make it sound like a question by putting it into the interrogative. Don't you think that? And then...
A question in respect of how we view other religions, particularly the other monotheistic, major monotheistic religions, Islam and Judaism. When you said, I guess earlier today, that as they worship a different god from us, then that would be a false god and it would be idolatry. Well, when I struggle to sometimes think of it in those terms, because in some ways I think of it as almost a dangerous crusader-like view to have. Because in many ways they're very similar to us, although they're human practices on earth, may be significantly different in many ways. They're brought together by one single God, I think. And to discount their God, because we say that only our God is the right God, I find that dangerous, and I just wonder why we need to take that view in the first place. Why can't we appreciate their God and look at it as actually we're not so dissimilar? And wouldn't that be a more peaceful way to look at it?
I think I'd want to start one step slightly further back and say that it seems to me that we must relate to God in the way that God has revealed himself, and we must think about God in the way that God has shown himself to be. And I don't think we are free to think about God in any way other than he has revealed himself. So in a kind of extreme, just discount the point you make for a moment. I am always uncomfortable when I hear somebody say something like, I like to think of God as dot, dot, dot. Because it seems to me we are not free to think about God as we like. It seems to me we are only free, called on to think about God in the way that God has shown himself to be. If we say that we like to think of God as, we're actually being the one who decides what God is like. And that's idolatry, I think. Okay? It seems to me, having said that, that what Judaism does and Islam does is that since the coming of Christ, God has revealed himself in the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I don't think that we are free to think of God outside of those terms, because that's who he has shown himself to be. So when a Muslim says that they think their God is as they think he is, and say, I reject Jesus as God, it seems to me they are saying that they will not accept God on the terms that God has revealed himself. And I think, whether idolatry is the right word, ultimately, I think that is rebellion against God, and therefore is not to accept God as God. And that's why I fundamentally am uncomfortable saying that the Muslim God, Allah, is the same as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because they don't believe that he's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why. Now, it may be very uncomfortable at times to live in a society and live in a culture where people have all kinds of different gods that they like to adhere to. I don't think that should make us profoundly unpeaceful, by the way. I think it is possible to live peaceably with other people who hold differing views. And I don't think that makes me on a march or a crusade in any kind of middle age term. Does it give me a passion to want to engage with people who hold other views and try to bring them to a understanding that the gospel is true? Yes, I am profoundly wanting to do that, because I think that's what the gospel requires us to do.
That's very, very good response, actually. I would like to ask one other thing then on top of that. you said because that was the way they think about it. But in a sense, isn't that the way you're also, you're choosing to think a certain way, although I understand clearly what you're saying about God revealing himself basically through Jesus. But since since the Jews won't recognize Jesus effectively as having come yet, and Islam will at least recognize that he is actually a prophet, but not necessarily to the same extent that we recognize him as the Son of God, they're somewhat still waiting for something to happen themselves, and so they're just thinking slightly differently. Well, it is a big difference. I shouldn't use the word slight, I guess, but they're just thinking differently, and that's the way they think. And they could probably, a preacher in one of their religions would probably be able to answer that question as well as you have, in defense of the way they think about it.
Okay.
And then I say, so it's the way you're thinking about, or we think about it, just say.
Okay. It seems to me that we're now entering into the realms of what is true and what is not true. We live in a postmodern world, kind of philosophically, that wants to say that two contradictory statements can be both true or equally valid at the same time. So the Christian wants to say that Jesus Christ is God, and the Muslim wants to say Jesus Christ is not God. The Christian says Jesus Christ was physically raised from the dead. A Muslim would not say that. Now, it seems to me you can't have both true at the same time. I think we just enter nonsense world when we say that it can be equally true in your religion that Jesus didn't rise from the dead, whereas I believe he did rise from the dead. And then that then leads us to the question of what is the grounds for what we believe, and that ultimately then takes us into whether you believe that the evidence for Jesus being the unique Son of God is there or not. But my own view is that we are dealing with we're not dealing with just opinions, we're dealing with two religions that are making very different claims, and I don't think they can both be true at the same time. Okay. Ultimately, that might take us to whether are we convinced rightly that Jesus is who he is. My own personal conviction is that there is utterly compelling evidence. And I'm ultimately a Christian, not because I feel right about it, but because I am absolutely convinced that the gospel is true. Okay?
Thanks.
A good question.
We will have more time for questions. I'm aware we're under the hammer a little bit with approaching lunchtime, so maybe I could ask you just to pray for us.
Sure.
Would that be okay? Yep. And after that, lunch, I believe, is at 1 o'clock.
Heavenly Father, we want to acknowledge that you are a great God, and we want to acknowledge that we must live believing in you in the way that you have shown yourself to be. We thank you for the awesomeness of what you have done in bringing us already to eternal life through the Lord Jesus. And the prospects of the future that await us are breathtaking, and we look forward to them with eager expectation and anticipation. And we pray that you would keep showing us through this weekend, with those prospects in view, how we might live for you now. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Owen, Lord, we thank you for lunch. Amen. Because I don't know whether we're having grace there, but...